Saskatoon. A Saskatoon woman is in shock after her mother died suddenly in a drugstore allegedly within minutes of receiving her COVID-19 booster shot on September 14. On Thursday, Stephanie Foster told SaskToday.ca that her mother Carol Pierce was visiting her at her home on the morning of September 14 in Saskatoon until it was time for her appointment. Her, myself and her granddaughter were laughing and having a great time, Foster told SaskToday.ca. Our last time together. My mom left my house looking amazing. Pierce left for her booster shot and that would be the last time her daughter and granddaughter would see her. She texted me at 12:31 p.m. and said she was waiting her 15 minutes, said Foster. At 12:38 p.m. she was unconscious in the drugstore. SaskToday.ca tracked down a witness to the alleged event and she recounted what she heard and saw. We have agreed to let the witness remain anonymous and call her Heather as she fears losing her job. Heather told SaskToday.ca that she was in the store when she heard screaming and crying. People started screaming, she said. People were crying. Just about everybody that worked there was crying and freaking and hugging each other and just losing their shish asterisk. Heather told SaskToday.ca. They were saying in the store that it was about 7 minutes, after Pierce got the booster shot that she collapsed on the floor, said Heather. It wasn't long at all before the ambulance was there, she said. Death was natural causes. Sask Health. A spokesperson from Saskatchewan Health told SaskToday.ca on Thursday that Pierce's death was from natural causes. The Saskatchewan Coroner's Service has investigated this instance and determined that the person died from natural causes. Dale Hunter, communications consultant from the Saskatchewan Ministry of Health, said in an email Thursday. Foster, however, disagrees. I do not believe this was caused from natural causes. My mom had no health conditions. I believe had she not gotten that COVID shot, then she would be here with us today. She left for her appointment happy and energetic, said Foster. Foster added the doctor informed the Pierce family that she dropped dead before she hit the floor, in the drugstore. Foster and Pierce have been pro-vaccine, getting all of the required COVID-19 shots. In fact, Foster posted a photo in July 2021, saying that she stuck it to COVID, and said she was fully vaccinated. Hunter told SaskToday.ca that as of September 18, there have been zero deaths due to immunizations reported in Saskatchewan. In the event of a reaction to any vaccine, residents are advised to speak with their primary healthcare provider or call 911 in an emergency, said Hunter. Vigil planned for Pierce family flowers, teddy bears, and notes of condolences have been placed in front of the drugstore where Carol Pierce died. A vigil for the Pierce family will be held Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. in front of the drugstore in Saskatoon. Mark Friesen, the official Buffalo Party candidate for Saskatoon Mewissin by-election, will speak at the vigil at approximately 1:30. Rylan Gent has started a GoFundMe page for the Pierce family to help with funeral costs. As of Thursday, there has been $1,645 raised towards the $5,000 goal. Hunter pointed out that an adverse event, following immunization, AEFI, can be any untoward medical occurrence that follows immunization. When a patient, resident or healthcare worker experiences or observes an AEFI, immunizing staff and physicians have a legal obligation to report the event to the medical health officer. In Saskatchewan, AEFIs are then posted publicly at https://www.saskatchewan.ca/government/health-care-administration-and-guidelines/emerging-public-health-issues/2019-novel-coronavirus/COVID-19-vaccine/COVID-19-vaccine/information/COVID-19-vaccine-details/adverse-events-following-immunization-for-COVID-19.MLA
calls for inquiry today. Saskatchewan Rivers MLA Nadine Wilson called on the provincial government to open an independent public inquiry into all aspects of how COVID-19 was handled in this province. Wilson said she is astonished at the recent report on the other media websites that there have been no deaths recorded by the government related to COVID vaccine in Saskatchewan. There are 7 vaccine-related deaths reported according to the Saskatchewan Health Authority's, SHA, own information which I published on my website on August 23.
said Wilson. In that report, there are 1,229 adverse reactions documented, many of them life-threatening such as anaphylaxis, myocarditis, pericarditis and a host of others. Just as shocking, in many cases, the patients were still scheduled for more boosters even after their reactions. This is not the standard we have allowed for any other vaccine in history. Is there a disconnect between the government and the Saskatchewan Health Authority? Asked Wilson, or are they intentionally trying to hide information that the public has a right to know about? It is the duty of government to make sure citizens know what the true risks are. Promoting these shots as safe and effective, while people are acquiring and then suffering from life-altering conditions, is disingenuous at best, and potentially criminal. The Ministry of Health report was obtained through a request by Sask Alliance under the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. An analysis of the report by an experienced Canadian physician with training in virology, public health and data analysis, is also available. Both may be found at https://nadinewilson.ca/?p=702. Story updated to reflect comments from MLA Nadine Wilson and the FOIP request was obtained by Sask Alliance. Clarification. Sask Alliance received 122 pages of data from the Ministry of Health and not Shaw. Randy Schiller obtained the documents through a FOIP request to the Ministry of Health and provided them to Sask Alliance. Sask Alliance in turn had the data analyzed and annotated by a Canadian physician. Sask Alliance apologizes for mislabeling the documents as being received from Sask Health instead of the Ministry of Health. Joy at glaciermedia.ca.